Hi, welcome to Boo Key. Today we will unlock the book Your Erroneous Zones. In the beginning, we will share a story the author Wayne W. Dyer gives us in the preface with you. A speaker tried to demonstrate to a group of alcoholics that alcohol was an evil substance by using two containers, one filled with pure water and the other with pure alcohol. He placed a small worm in each container and observed how the worm in the alcohol disintegrated while the other was unharmed. What would you learn from the experiment? The speaker tried to convey to the audience the dangers of drinking, but what the audience learned from the speech was the benefit of alcohol. The moral of the story is that people will interpret things based on their values, beliefs, prejudices, and personal history. This book, Your Erroneous Zones, contains many examples of this phenomenon, showing how people hear and perceive things differently, often based on their biases and preconceptions. The book aims to help us become more aware of our thinking patterns and overcome negative thought patterns that hold us back from living fulfilling lives. The author, Wayne W. Dyer, was a globally acclaimed speaker and writer specializing in self-improvement and spiritual growth. He authored over 40 books, 21 of which were New York Times bestsellers, including Wishes Fulfilled, 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace, and The Power of Intention. He also produced audio and video programs. Dyer held a doctorate in educational counseling from Wayne State University and was an associate professor at St. John's University. He recognized a widespread demand for self-discovery and personal growth principles through his earlier work in teaching and clinical psychology, and sought to make these ideas available to a broader audience. Your Erroneous Zones, his debut book for the general public, was published in 1976 and became a global sensation that kickstarted his career as a writer and speaker. Wayne Dyer's words and speeches have provided countless individuals with inspiring messages of self-improvement and spiritual enlightenment, encouraging readers and listeners to embrace their full potential, overcome limiting beliefs, and cultivate a positive mindset. The book begins by introducing us to the concept of erroneous zones, which are those negative thought patterns and behaviors that hold us back from achieving our full potential. According to Dyer, these erroneous zones result from external programming, the messages we receive from our parents, teachers, and society, and can be changed consciously. Dyer then goes on to outline a number of specific erroneous zones, including guilt, worry, fear, self-doubt, convention, independence, and anger. For each of these zones, he provides practical advice on how to identify and eliminate them, and offers techniques for developing positive, empowering beliefs and behaviors. Next, we will reveal the book's three erroneous zones. We have split it into sections below. Part 1, The Illusion of Convention. Part 2, The Illusion of Independence. Part 3, The Illusion of Anger.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Metal. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas-Dog-Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas-Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.